Sounds good. And then just everybody on the call, anybody else wants to jump in with conversation, but also remember the thought of working together right now in a working group. And we could also use the WE room, but to put together a letter that goes to boards of directors, and one comes to mind is the list I gave. I put the link in for the Wells Fargo ones.
Yeah, I'm open for a group.
And there's an email right here, how to contact the board of directors, and we have an email to Board of Communications, boardcommunications@wellsfargo.com, and an email address. Actually, they're in San Francisco. So Brenda Love, I don't think, is that far off, Kelly, as the one we got to. I'm thinking there. I don't believe in coincidence. So we happen to find a banker, and her last name is Love, and we're trying to ask this question, and Love is absolute. Follow the puzzle pieces.
I just found a link that has the president's email address along with several others, and I just put it in the room. So,
the main room?
Main room. In the corporate office in San Francisco, so that's awesome. So I think this is good right here. And a couple of these names I recognize from when I worked at Wells Fargo, so they're still there, Levy and Mark Ullman, all those. So anyway, okay, good. So we've got the email addresses.
Okay, I don't see it in the WE room or the smaller, banker our call yesterday room.
I may be offline again, but I won't know. I'll have to shut my phone off and reset my network to get back online on my cell phone, because I'm where I am now. I have no wireless, so I have to use hotspot on my phone.
Okay, do you want me to, does it make any difference if I pull you into this call on your cell phone and then you can do your computer or not?
Well, I'll just, once we get off the phone, or I'll hang up here, and because we're about done, right?
The only thing, unless people have any other points of conversation or questions, the thought is to put together this letter. I mean, it's, I think we want, in the smaller call, we want to call, follow up with Ms. Love about the documents we sent, and we also want to work together like we did to do that cover letter yesterday to write this letter to Wells Fargo. It just seemed that worked well yesterday the way we did it, where we were all conversing about it, and Holly was letting her her fingers fly, and we go from there. So.
So I'll hang up and I'll join back on after I get online. So I'll join back in the call.
Do you need me to call it, pick you up? Does that help or not?
No, I'll just call back in. That's no problem.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. So anybody else? Conversations, questions, whatever?
So are we breaking up into little groups?
No, we're staying here having a party. To work together right now to put some wording around at least the beginning drafts of the letter to the boards of directors. Specifically, we're going to aim it first at Wells Fargo, the board and the president, and then also, which is a subset of this, I'm going to work with Rebecca, and we're going to set all that up for a small call tomorrow with her banker, Debbie.
Yeah, can we get a call? Because there's a small bank right here, too, who's actually at Vitale. They're a big credit union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
sure.
I would love to send it to their president and set, just use that as a template.
Once we create it, it will all goes on the blog.
Perfect.
In case anybody hasn't noticed yet, I am transparency. And unless you don't want something published, you better tell me.
Hi, this is Mary. I want to know how to access the banking room blog.
The blog, go to the IUV blog on the far top navigation. Click on blog and you'll see it. I've sticky posted it there. And that gives you directions on how to get into the Skype room. You have to look in the comment section there down below. Okay, so let's start on the letter. It's addressed to the board. And again, we're not interviewing we're interviewing them. That's the, you know, it's obviously high vibration energy, and there's a deference just in the sense of politeness and from love. But we're not the ones with our hands together begging, please, sir, could we have some more porridge?
Can I have another crumb?
Yeah, right.
Well, that does beg the question. Do we want to say in this letter that we have extended this invitation to both major and community banks? In other words, we want to let them know that
that we're interviewing others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely do that if you wanted to. I guess if it's worded so that it's we're looking for, again, kind of how we talked about yesterday when we were creating that cover letter for Ms. Love, that we're wanting to do this in an efficient way, and we're looking for banker, the board, this is the board or the president, who's knowledgeable to what really is so in the whole bank, trade, and finance arena, and that is looking to repurpose themselves now that things, again, I mean, this is where your education comes through, right? So now that things stand as they do, you are foreclosed. You do not have access to our value anymore, which has always been the value that's held up the whole financial system. And, we're looking for those who want to be on the cutting edge, the leading edge of repurposing their field. It's a marketing. We're offering them a marketing tool to go into non-existence or to be the leading edge of really working in transparency and full liability and responsibility.
Yeah, that wording sounds amazing.
Yeah, really good.
No,
listen, I would have bought into it. I would be like, sure, what do you need?
Me.
Pick me.
It's recorded, so you can go back and listen to it.
Can I ask a question within that about, the banks being foreclosed? Do we know if the actual bank actually still has access to whatever the Fed was offering them, like whatever the system went, or has that closed?
No, according to Heather, it's been very clear. That's closed.
Yeah,
so what are they all doing all day?
They're waiting for us.
I mean, they're giving out mortgages still. They're giving out a cup, but how are they doing that when they don't have access to anything?
Well, they have a certain amount of stuff, from my understanding, and from Dee has put in more facts, and Heather has been talking. So if you kind of start to look, the puzzle pieces are all out there. If you follow them, you can actually...
I just didn't put them together.
That's part of putting it all together. But that's why, I'm in the research room, and when Dee's putting together articles and stuff, we find these different things, either because we're out there finding them on our own, or someone mentions, hey, have we looked at it at this angle, and we go, and all these things just, they've been there, but they were hidden in plain sight, and they show up. That's what Heather talks about when she uses the languaging of swings into focus. It's a simple explanation for it from a physicality sense is the reticulated activating system, which is a part of your brain. So if you've always wanted to have a red car, this red sports car, and you think all of a sudden you see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, it's that part of your brain that is, you've given it the command to go look for it. Or a woman wants to be pregnant, and either she sees pregnant people and she can't, or she is, and she sees pregnant people everywhere. Well, they didn't all get pregnant all of a sudden. It's it's your brain doing that. So this is the same kind of thing. And some of the puzzle pieces, to answer your question more specifically, they're in mainstream media. So news headlines that J.P. Morgan is no longer giving student loans and all of those kinds of things. Well, why is that? Did the student loan business all of a sudden get wildly unprofitable? No, it's because they don't have any money to give the loans with.
Bingo.
And as Dee said, you know, I don't think it went into a post, but I think it was just part of a chat in RTS. Yeah, she said, you know, someone asked a similar question to what you were asking, and is absolutely all the money, you know, gone? Like you look at their hand and there's only one finig left in it? Not necessarily, but their money, the way they used to have it, which was boatloads of it and so on and so forth, is gone. And it's just a small amount compared to the – somebody watch background noise – a small amount compared to what they're used to. And so that does change everything because they don't have, you know, things coming through. And you want more – you know, if your ego mind side of you is going for, well, okay, where's the proof, where's the mainstream media, then look at all of the – you know, it's labeled as austerity measures and – bank runs in all those different countries. Well, why do you suppose that happened? Well, one is because there isn't the funding in the old system to do that, and two is because some of those places, Cyprus and others, were havens for all of the PTWs and their funding, you know, hiding their caches of stuff, and they were actually in death throes of the monster going down, stealing from themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, help me with it. I'm just starting this letter, and I need to get the language that they're going to understand. This letter is an invitation from an international group of one people who are assessing their value to deposit into new personal and business bank accounts, possibly with Wells Fargo. As banks are now repurposing their products and services to adapt to this new business paradigm, I guess what I'm trying to say is, what do they know, what do we know that we need to let them know that the spigot's now been cut off? How do we
can put in those UCC filings, and I'll give you the numbers, not right now, but I'll give them to you, and, you know, that relates to, just as the one that we have on the certificates, that relates to the funding of that. A couple of just that are bullet points for your mm-hmm. creative process there is that, yes, we are a group having this conversation, but we are each one of us is acting as an individual in full responsibility and liability, just as we expect them to, because we know they're individuals, not in the corporation anymore. So that's one point that needs to be clearly, not subtly, but clearly worded for them, so that, yes, we're having this conversation as a group, but we are each individually opening our own accounts, and each one will decide if that's a personal and a business and whatever, whatever, whatever. So that needs to be clear. Mm-hmm. You know, we're speaking with one energy signature in that we all want to move this forward, and we may, you know, on one piece of paper or another use a single person's entity, but you know, it's not a, however we do it, it's not some kind of like a group investor thing. You know, it's
right.
We're just being we know that there, we understand energetic accounting. You can put that in there. You know, use those kinds of words because they know it. At that level, they know it.
But we're all individual sovereign beings.
No, don't use the word sovereign.
Why?
Because Heather has mentioned many a time you're mixing metaphors. And we're not a sovereign being, we're an eternal essence being. So we're part of the whole. We're just individuals doing that. Don't, just that's my perspective from everything that I've heard and discussed and from my own feeling on that, I would not use that word.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing out my suggestions. I only know what I know in a knowing sense. So everybody needs to make their own decisions and make their own thoughts on that.
Now, when you reference, this is Rebecca, when you reference us being, working as a group but acting as individuals, individual accounts, that would be a good place to reference the Pope letter if you decide to put that in there, just in case they don't know that yet.
Well, I wouldn't reference it, the letter, Pope's letter, in the thing. You might put it at the bottom as attached, documents, background documents.
Okay.
Because you want to keep it fairly clear. I mean, what's the whole, think about it, what's in it, what's the purpose, what's the desired outcome, and what's in it for me? And I'm talking about them being the me, right?
Right.
So, if we look on the storyline that Dee and Heather have mentioned, that the RV was this whole system that was promised to them and the divines, quote unquote, were going to save them, because it was going to hook them up to the universal value system, which was more of the same slavery system here, just, without limits, right? And that's not happening now. And they're finding that out now, and I can see that based on my intuitive read of the energy, but also looking into mainstream media and things that are actually happening, plus, other people are discussing it, right? So if that's the case, then, again, yes, we're talking about energy, and yes, we're all eternal essence, but right now, since we are in 3D physicality, then we can use some of the existing wording systems to go from, and that's where the what's in it for me. So what's in it for them is that they will be the leading edge, and we're talking to one person, so we may make a reference that we are addressing many individual boards, but in what we're doing, we're talking to this one board. It's the only board in the entire universe we're talking to right this minute. And so we're offering them the opportunity to be on the leading edge, the bleeding edge of repurposing and surviving their industry. And, and that we expect them, and it's from a, we're coming from a place of not demanding, but commanding. And if you actually look at the real root and meaning of that word, you'll understand why I use it, that that we want them, just as we are, act in individual liability and responsibility and transparency. So that, yes, for what's in it for them, we'll let it be known that this particular board and this particular bank says I want to play, and that, there's a 10% discount fee and so on and so forth, and lots of people will come to them, and they may be the only ones that survive. We won't need a whole passel of banks like we have now, And the other thing is that it will involve, at least from a marketing standpoint, it will involve new retail products, and that's some of their language.
I get that. Now, this Debbie Williams that I told you about, she, the United Bank, hold on just a second. Yeah, the United Community Bank, that is a small branch that is owned, I thought it was on the back, but it's ucbi.com. It's the website, but there's several branches through, I want to say, I think she said North, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, those areas.
And what's the head of the bank, actually, the institution actually called?
United Community Bank.
Okay.
And this branch is in Commerce. Yeah, that's where she is.
You United Community Bank. For some reason, that name, I'm not sure. When we were doing research in the research room to find out what HSBC owned and all the different, in a hidden way. Of course, we found out it was damn near everything. But it may be that's why that name is ringing a dim, distant bell. It doesn't matter. That's fine. I mean, that's all the power to them, because HSBC was going to be the sacrificial lamb that Geithner was going to throw under the wheels to purportedly clean up the system. That was how Heather had, you know, spent time on some of the calls describing all of that.
Yeah.
So, Holly, what else do you need, and anybody else, other input into this letter?
Well, as you have a dialogue, it certainly helps me in writing this.
Okay, so Justin, start dialoguing.
I'll give you an update here in a second.
So this may take us off topic, but what is your take on the fact that my Wells Fargo lady friend, she had said that they had just hired 5,000 investment bankers? I think that's the coolest thing ever. I just think that because they, not only did they hire that many, but they had also laid off just tons of mortgage brokers. And that's just in the last couple of weeks. So they definitely are repurposing and looking. That's my take on it anyway. So anybody else?
Okay. I would say I'll add in one thing that Chris mentioned about that when I told him that. And then, but before that's one thing if people want to do some, you know, let their fingers do the walking and do some research and bring it into the BWI room is, you know, what can they find out about? Because it's when Wells Fargo lays off X, it's going to make a media mention someplace, right? And when Wells Fargo is hiring them, it's just somewhere, maybe in a small paper, but you're going to find it. So if we can get a little bit more information on that, I think all of that is going to add value to what we're doing.
Okay. I do have an article that I posted on Facebook, so I'll go back and get it and post it for you.
Great. Hey, Kelly.
Hey. So have we started the letter yet? Is that where you got that?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Holly's just about to read where we are so far. Are you, or do you want us to keep discoursing?
Well, it's not as smooth, obviously, but hang on one second. Just hard to write and listen. Well, it ain't much. This letter is an invitation from an international group of one people who are individually accessing their value to deposit into new personal and business bank accounts, possibly with Wells Fargo. This action is based upon the July 2012 UCC filing by the One People's Public Trust that foreclosed on governments and banks. We've enclosed a copy of this filing. As such, we understand banks are now repurposing their retail products and services to adapt to a new business paradigm of transparency. We're offering Wells Fargo an opportunity to be on the leading edge of this new business paradigm. And I was going to say, being aware of energetic accounting, each of us are acting in our full self-responsibility and personal liability to open these accounts. And that's all I got.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. Well, I asked for them to respond back in a certain amount of time, and so we can proceed.
Yeah, that same kind of thing, maybe a little more than 24 hours, but not much, you know, that
mm-hmm.
we put in that letter to Ms. Love.
Do we want to use the same sentence that says this value is coming from the global trust? I mean, do we want to mention the word global trust, or we're just going to assume that they, because right now all we've said, we've only said once that we're individually accessing our value.
Well, my thought on that is, in again, going back to Heather's words in the recipe, and I put the truncated, what I did with the transcript, I made it truncated, so I just took out only Heather's words. But anyways, going back to that, when she was giving the recipe of how she would do it, she said that she would use, first, when you're going to access a small portion of your value, and she was using $100 million in her example, that you first underwrite it with the filings, so the amount that OPPT had secured with those filing numbers, and then after you go through that amount, you know, the $10 billion, you can go, you know, from your own because you're creating. So what I would do is, first of all, make it really clear that to start with, we're accessing from the funding secured with those filing numbers, and we can put the numbers in there, and that we're, you know, acting as individuals with a, you know, in a group conversation to them. And because... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I just wanted to mention that we don't really want to mention the trust because that was foreclosed on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The trusts that were foreclosed on to pull our value back. We don't want to mention that. Only that it was foreclosed, but not that our value is coming from that. It's coming from us.
Right.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. It's a combination of things. So first, we're using the existing numbers, and that's because it's a pool of funds, right? That's I'm just going based on Heather's words. So it was a pool of funds that was already secure, just like if there's an underwriting of an instrument in banking, they'll want to know, you know, what's the underwriting part of that? Where is it secured? And first there was that, and then we are coming individually because we are the value. So part of it is maybe an accounting thing pointing to a specific filings, and the other part of it is the education that we know where the value resides.
We're accessing a pool of funds underwritten by this filing, that being our value.
How about pulling some documentation from that UCC filing from July, where I've got it right here. Well, this might be a little strong, but said equity and damages are perfected as immediately due, owed, and collectible.
Is that bluntness you were talking about, Kelly?
Just give me my money.
In my opinion, I've waited 50 years. So
yeah, just give me my money.
I'm not waiting anymore. I have no more patience.
That's like yesterday, Kelly, with Kelly, we had to, you know, get on standby because when they asked her, you know, what size of funds, basically monetary game, were they willing to play, and she said $10 billion. and we want to weave the same thing in there, Holly, that again, coming from an individual thing, and this is just a place in the sand, and people can choose whatever they want to choose, but because we want to do it from a what's in it for me perspective again, which is on their side, so, you know, as an example, the $500 million, because that, with the 10% discount, it gives them $50 million to play with, and, you know, and there's already, you know, X number of people who have spent time to get together to send this, and they got a whole bunch of people standing behind them who would say, yeah, you know, they can start to do the math. So they either have nothing or they have a true exchange for a service they're providing. And make no mistake about it, from my perspective, they, you know, people can say, well, what do we need the banks for? Because they're the highways. Just think of them as a highway. They're a taxi driver with a vehicle that's going to move your money seamlessly to start a project, to get a puppy, to have a place to live, whatever it is. That's it's a service that they're providing. But now they're providing it in a true way. So I don't mind.
Yeah, the infrastructure is well, it doesn't, you know, it works.
Yeah, well, I mean, Heather said that very clearly many times.
Well, and
have we got it in the letter too that they would be accessing their value, that they are part of the one people too?
I think we could bring that up when we're having an actual conversation. I wouldn't muddy the only reason I'm thinking it's muddying the waters is because we want to. When they're reading this, they're reading it from not as we want them to read as individuals, but they're also reading it from making a decision for their entity known as the bank.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it could, I mean, it's certainly, I mean, that, for me, when I'm having an actual conversation with somebody, you bet, I'm going to put that in there. But they also have to know, is that Pete?
What's that?
Is that Pete I'm talking to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They also have to know, they're going to want to separate out in their mind that they have to handle this, you know, just like there's a conflict, they don't want to have a conflict of interest. They're going to handle this first as a bank and coming to an understanding with us. And then, you bet, they'll be in, you know, the conversations that I've had with bankers outside of banks, just to kind of do some research, they've said, sure, once you get yours through, I'll be right in line to do the same. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's not going to take them long because I believe they're already ready. So, you know, a 24 to 48-hour turnaround for them. Because we want to look at what they're presenting to us, I'm not, you know, going to – I want to read between the lines and actually make sure – I mean, this is our contract. So, anyway, but I would like to see this completed for us on Friday. So,
why don't we just intend?
Sounds good. Yeah. Well, that's my intention. I mean, that was part of the chuckle that Chris Hales and I had last night on the phone about, you know, he was mentioning Friday the 13th and the Knights Templar and the Vatican, you know, putting out basically the order to kill them all, the Knights Templar, and then changing the whole structure of banking. And I said, well, sure, and I don't see any coincidences, so we're all going in on Friday the 13th, and wouldn't that be delicious irony, you know? What was that, 1307 or something? And it's 2013.
and now bringing a Pope letter saying you're all responsible.
There you go.
That sounds good. So this letter is going to go out to these email addresses at Wells and also to the banker in Georgia. Is that my understanding?
Well, this is going to go, we're going to do a little bit more personal because Rebecca, you can clarify this if I'm wrong, but this will go to certainly to start with the Wells Fargo Board of Directors, and we can include the president in there too, Kelly, and then what would go to Debbie, Rebecca's contact would be, I mean, this could be background information. Absolutely, but it's more of, this is a person who's an insider who already, we don't need to convince, you know, look, you know, winking, and there's no winking and nod going. She's already told Rebecca, yeah, I know that we're foreclosed.
That's awesome.
So, I don't, did you, were you on the call for that part, Kelly?
I did, I heard that.
Yeah. So, from my perspective, I unless someone else on the call has already had somebody on the Wells Fargo board say, you know, with their eyes downcast, yeah, we know we've been foreclosed. Debbie, the manager, has told Rebecca that. So we've already skipped that wink and a nod stage, and we have a personal with Debbie. She's got that personal rapport, and we'll see if she wants to play. So I think it may be similar material as stuff that she can read, but I would say the tone is a little bit different. Although, let's discuss that.
I think, this is Rebecca, I think the tone needs to stay the same. Keep it pretty straightforward with everybody, because I truly, like I said before, I think that if I had not already had that rapport with Debbie, that the conversation would have been totally different. If it had been one of you guys coming in and you didn't have the 15-year relationship that I had with her, I'm not sure you would have gotten the same thing out of her. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want to use my relationship with her as an inside, even though I will. You know, I don't want to go in there and say, you know, it's not like I recorded everything and can go back and say, well, Debbie, you did tell me this. Remember, you did say this. I don't want to do that. I just, you know, if she has documentation up front and she has everything that we would send to a Wells Fargo person, keep it as, you know, I don't know, mainstream is the right word to say, but keep it as, you know, the
evergreen.
Same.
Yeah,
yes,
evergreen.
Keep it the same. Then she has, you know, she may personally know these things, but if she needs to go above for whatever reason or educate her people, she has all the information she needs. She doesn't have to say anything. She can, you know, pinpoint the document, say this is where it is, this is what we're doing, bam. That's my thinking. And I think it's very – go ahead.
And the thing is, too, if she knows, probably most of them know. And it's just getting it out to them that we're here now. Let's do this.
Right.
Yeah, stop playing.
Right. Like I said, because some of those other bankers that I talked to, you know, I'm just very intuitive. I knew certain things and can pick up on the body language. So even if they weren't flat out saying it like Debbie did, they knew. And they said enough for me to believe that they knew.
Right.
You know, they weren't pulling any wool over my eyes. I knew exactly what they knew. And, you know, they used the fact that they would use keywords like energetic accounting and repurpose. Like, what the hell? Like, you know exactly what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know we're the value.
guys, Tamari just put out a letter to the banks about this Coast Guard thing, and I can't pull it up because my internet's slow. But Rebecca, I think in your room.
What do you need, Kelly?
Tamari just put out this letter, Coast Guard letter, and I'm trying to pull it up, and it says to managers at the bank. So it might be something that we want to include in this package.
Sure. Where was it put up?
She's put it on a couple different in chat rooms. It's probably in Peaceful Remedies. It's also in Rebecca's. There's not a title to this room. It's just got names.
Oh, you said Kim Marie, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a Swiss Indo thing. Yeah, she put it in the IUB web room.
We might could use.
Single order of trustees. Yeah, that's a Swiss Indo thing.
Well, this is to managers at the bank. It's relating to the Coast Guard.
Okay. I don't see. I'm looking at all the different.
I did put that Wells Fargo article in the.
Yeah, I got those. I got those links. Yep.
Okay.
But I'm looking for Kimmy's stuff, and I don't see. The only ones that I'm seeing is what Daryl sent me. Let's see if he sent single order of trustees. Is that what it's called?
No, The manager's at the bank is what the link's coming up as.
Okay. Well, I could try typing it in. Whose site is it on? Is it a PDF?
It is.
So it's freedomcentral.info/ and then managers@thebank_? Managers_@_the_is that how it is?
No, it's not underscores, it's dashes.
Okay.
And then the link in the chat room is a Coast Guard link.
Okay. Well, I'll try bringing it up. You want me to do a search on it? Coast Guard.
Oh, look in our web team room. There's something here. We completed our
PDF. Yeah, that's
not it.
No, that's what I meant first. Yeah, that's a PDF, and it's a single order of trustees. That's the same one that Daryl's been. He keeps.
All right, I'm
so
having
you
a
said,
hard time.
Kelly, it was Coast Guard. Banking what?
To managers at the bank.
Coast Guard to managers. Let's see what that goes up. Okay, sorry, keep going. Keep going, Holly. I'm not finding anything.
What is it we're asking these board of directors? What's the action here? I mean, like we asked Ms. Love, you know, to let us know if she's not the right person to facilitate that understands our needs, then let us know. What are we asking in this board of directors letter?
Great point. From my perspective, we're asking them to identify, unless we work through them, to identify the private banker that we would work with to begin opening up our accounts to make this so. That's what we want. So, you know, if they want to go to a keyboard and stroke the keys to do it, no problem. If they want to say, Ms. Love is your woman, okay. That's the end result. Kelly, while Holly's working that, do you have access to your computer? Can you PM me with what the gist of what you think the link is, and I'll try searching for it?
I'm going to try to send it to myself
okay. In
email and pull it up on my email. So.
Cool.
Nothing like living out in nowhere land right now.
So,
BZ, why don't you PM agent and see if he has it, the letter to the bank. I think he's on right now.
Who?
Don, Agent X.
In here, he's got history of banking and agent perspective, single order of trustees. That's the same one that Daryl keeps putting in my PM.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. The only ones I've got is the history of banking, Asian perspective, cease and desist order to the media, and the single order of trustees. That's the same one that Kim Marie put in the other. I don't have anything that has Coast Guards or I could have missed. I got a Great, Rebecca. I may have missed somebody talking to me. Hold on. So everybody else on the call, other thoughts, chime in about either adding the wording as Holly's working on that or Anything else?